It is that time of the week, a Friday at 7:10, when we chat to Katrina Rowe. And we're looking at the things we learn from our children, but also those scenarios and events that happen within the context of our children. And Katrina joins us this morning with one that may be a little sensitive. We'll see. Katrina, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, well, I'm putting myself out there this morning, but I want to talk about the role of grandparents. And this came about because I actually had a little bit of a blue with my mum about this issue. And I hear a lot of other mums and dads talking about it as well. So now I just have to say first up that my mum is a very calm, patient person, almost impossible to fight with. But this scenario came up because I asked my mum if she could look after Birdie for a few minutes so that I could do some emails. And after about 5 minutes, Mum turned up at my door and handed Birdie back to me. And I just lost it. I was like, can't you even look after her for 5 minutes, you know? But from my mum's point of view, Birdie was upset. She was asking for mummy, so she handed her back, which was fair enough.
Okay, so if that's cool, why were you so cranky?
Why was I so cranky? Well, put it this way, my mum hasn't been the most hands-on grandmother. She doesn't change nappies or anything like that. She loves the grandchildren. She makes them things and buys them presents, but she doesn't really ever look after them. So I asked her why she doesn't get more involved, and she said that she didn't know what I expected of her. Now, it never occurred to me before that my mum might need to learn how to be a grandparent, just as I'm learning how to be a parent. Given my mum had 4 kids, I thought it would just all come naturally to her.
And some grandparents are kind of like second parents to their grandkids, but others, I guess, do take that attitude that they've done the hard yards, now it's their turn to relax and enjoy life, give the baby a little hug and give it back.
That's right. And look, they had it a lot tougher than we do. I mean, when my mum was bringing us up, she had no one to help her. She had 4 kids, one of whom was disabled. All the family lived interstate or overseas. We lived on a 25,000-acre property, had to drive an hour and a half just to get groceries.
Wow.
You know, there were no mothers' groups. There were no play groups. There were no parks, childcare centres, you know, indoor swimming pools. I mean, all that stuff that we enjoy that makes parenting easier. And also in those days, dads didn't really help out all that much. It just wasn't the done thing. And plus, they didn't have all the mod cons, like the dishwashers and the microwaves, etc. So, you know, when I think about how hard that must have been, it's really not that surprising that my mum is not busting her gut to change nappies again. I mean, she had 10 years of changing nappies. And, you know, yes, when I stay over, I'll probably still fantasise that, you know, I'll wake up at 9 a.m. after a leisurely sleep in to find that my mum has got up and got the kids fed and dressed and got it all under control. But, you know, I've also got to remember how much my mum has already done for me and that she deserves to put her feet up every now and then. And I just wonder if sometimes today we have unrealistic expectations of our grandparents. But I'd love to know what everybody else thinks.
It's good, Katrina. You got the wheels in my head turning around on that one.
Well, I just often do hear a lot of mums saying, you know, oh, I wish my mum would do more, or, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe because we want to do so much more, so we kind of then expect a lot more help from our grandparents.
All right. Well, that's it. That's what we're chatting about this morning. Are you a grandparent? How has life adjusted for you? What kind of role do you play? Are you a parent? What do you expect from your parents? Do they do that? Do they not do that? Katrina, thank you very much.
No worries. I'm interested to hear what other people say, how involved their parents are and whether they've had any conflict over this issue.
That's true. Thank you, Katrina. 1-300-40-2020, what do you think about that? Also, if some grandparents are unwell, also
yes.
Some just can't physically, aren't able to be that involved with their kids. Not that they don't want to be in their own way, but yeah.
We've been pretty, pretty lucky. Leah's parents, they're excellent. They're so good. They're so hands-on and helpful. And although my parents are in Canberra, they're kind of the same. If we needed to get a hand with something, they'll come down or we can drop the kids there. So we're pretty lucky like that, but I'm aware that it doesn't work like that in all situations. I think we need to hear from grandparents this morning.
Yes, and also parents. Tell us about the greatness of your grandparents or your parents, in a sense, you know what I mean, and stuff like that.
Your
How much do they help? What do they do? Maybe some little things that you You'd wish they didn't do.
You'd alter.
I mean, love to hear from you. Be honest, you can be anonymous too. 1-300-40-2020. But generally, I mean, the grandparents, what a time of life when your kids are having kids. What a fabulous thing to be able to see and be around for. Louise is on the phone. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Now, you're one of seven children?
Yes, that's right. I feel incredibly blessed because of my parents and what they still continue to do. We've all grown up, we've all had children, and they are incredibly hands-on. As I was saying before, my mother's incredibly energetic. That has a lot to do with it. And their passion and their, as I said, their energy, I think that, is incredibly, it's a wonderful thing for us. We're very lucky. And I realise that when I talk to my friends.
How many grandkids all up again? Sorry.
I've lost count.
Get out of town. Really? That many?
Not as many as you think for seven. 13, 14, maybe 17.
Yes. All those birthdays, that's almost like one a week, including kids and everything. One every 2 weeks. Really, it is.
We have family holidays, like for Easter. We're going away all together.
All of you?
Yeah. We have to find big houses. We just grew up as a community, I suppose you could say, but I wasn't alone. Many of my other parents' friends had seven children too and five children. It's a hard thing to ask, you know, all those children to come over and have a barbecue. But, as far as grandparents, they are incredibly wonderful and loving. It's nothing for them to have a sleepover. I only have one child, and my mother's... I think it's their passion for life and their passion for giving is just incredible. And that's nothing against parents who don't do hands-on, because I understand there's, different situations for different families.
Mm.
You would need crowd control at family events. You really would. Seven children, 17 grandchildren.
Crowd control.
Wow.
They show up. But I'm sure there's families like us. You have your moments when there's too many, but that's okay. You learn to block out. but there's plenty of laughs, and the children, it's great for the children because they do things for the grandchildren. They do things for us, but they do things for the children, bringing us together because they realise that the children just love being together, and they do. And many people say, look, these guys have a really good time together. They work things out, and that's it's wonderful. We don't all live. We live in Sydney, but we're all sort of fairly spaced apart. Well, I'm fairly spaced away from them.
Wow. Well, thank you, Louise.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah, no worries. That's huge. With partners and so forth, that'd be like 40 people.
that's just insane. From the grandparents' perspective. No, okay, from the parents' perspective.
Oh.
Debbie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Now, what would you say about your parents and their grandparenting role?
We're actually orphans now, so we are the next generation, so we don't have any parents that are living. So for us, it's incredibly important that, we can give whatever we can give to our grandchildren. We've got, nearly a two-year-old and a six-month-old little girl and another little boy on the way. And so, we see very much that we are mentors to these, three young lives. And it's incredibly important to us that they understand, the things of God, the principles that will take them into their adult life. It's incredibly important. We didn't have that growing up, so there was nothing to hold on to, in the times of crisis. And so we want to be able to instill into them that, there's hope and there's someone out there that loves them even more deeply than we can, if that's even possible.
Wow.
But we are, we're very hands-on. We love every moment with them. We grieve when we have to give our little boy back. And our son and daughter-in-law and their little girl living with us at the moment. We had them all back here at one stage when they were selling and moving, and it was full on and hectic, but we loved every minute of it. We have our own pram, our own high chair,
wow.
our own baby bag, the car seat sort of is semi-permanent in the car, and that we love every minute of it. We've
That's
gone
great.
Right back to, you know, that stage where we thought we were grown out of.
So you are super hands-on grandparents.
And love every minute of it. Do not at any time, have any regrets about, how hands-on we are. Love every opportunity of spending time with our grandchildren. My husband works incredibly hard, but on the odd day that he has off, it's nothing to take the two out with us and go out for the day and do something with them. And
perfect.
We find that very relaxing and enjoyable. So,
yeah.
Good to hear. Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. That's great stuff. Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. Grandparents, kids love grandparents too, let's be honest.
They do.
There's something about it. As soon as they come over, they light up. They're really... Yeah.
Let's wrap this up with a parent's perspective. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, as a parent and your parents as their role as grandparents, how does it work in your family?
Well, I think it's pretty much like what Louise was explaining. It's just like an extended member of the family and the kids just love it. That's the same thing. I think that what we need to make sure that we don't do as parents, if we have that that great blessing, is to not rely on them. Just to remember that they're there because they want to be there and not because they have to be there.
Yep.
And now you were saying to us before that it kind of works quite well in your family because you get to go to work as well.
Yeah. I've had two kids and my mum and my grandmother who lives with my mum. They've really been hands-on and they've allowed me to go back to work. And it's worked out really well because I love my ministry, but I love being a parent too. And it's very hard to do both well, I suppose.
And I bet your parents absolutely love babysitting, let's be honest. They must.
Yeah, they do. Right. They do. I mean, Mum loves it and my grandmother's 85 and she amazes me sometimes. She'll have a meal ready for them sometimes if I come home late at night. She has no qualms with changing nappies or, sleepovers. They'll do it all. But as I was saying, sometimes it's easy to just rely on them. And you've just got to remember that they do it because they love your kids, not because they have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I often come home with, a bouquet of flowers and a little note sometimes that, expresses my gratitude.
That's good stuff. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. You do a great job.
Thank you. Have a good run.
Yeah. Have a good day at work.
It's all different, isn't it? It's all different.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's all different.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know what I reckon?
Yes.
I reckon it's up to the grandparents. Because as parents, we are the ones who had the children. And if our grandparents want to be hands-on, awesome, great. If they don't want to be, that's completely their decision, isn't it?
That's exactly right. If they can and they want to, great. Excellent. Yeah. Later on, you'll be able to hear all that again on our website, hope1032.com.au. You can download the last 2 weeks' worth of chats with Katrina from our website now. It's all on the front page, hope1032.com.au. Click on that really great photo of Katrina and her daughter at the beach. It's such a winner photo.
That's lovely.
Check it out anyway.